The IAF is capable of giving a befitting reply to the country's enemies by striking them deep in their territory, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said on Tuesday. He asserted that the government is committed to equipping the force with the most advanced platforms in line with the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision. In his address at an event at the National War Memorial here, he said the best of the talents in the country should join the armed forces to lead a life with a sense of glory, pride and service to the nation. The event was held as part of the celebrations in the run-up to the 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force, IAF. Singh gave a send-off to the Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally, which will be flagged off from Ladakh's Thoiz, one of the world's highest altitude Air Force stations at 3,068 meters above mean sea level on October 8. The 7,000 km long rally from Ladakh to Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh will mark the 92nd anniversary of the IAF, which was established on October 8, 1932. Singh lauded the air warriors for serving the motherland in difficult circumstances with bravery, dedication and patriotism. The IAF has achieved significant feats in its bid to protect the country and its people. It is capable of giving a befitting reply to the country's enemies by striking them deep into their territory, he was quoted as saying in a statement by the Defence Ministry. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, we are committed to equip the IAF with the most advanced aircraft or platforms and make them more capable through the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative, the Union Minister added. IAF Chief Air Chief Marshal AP Singh, former Chiefs RKS Bhadauria and AY Tipanis and other senior officials of the Air Force were present on the occasion. The Defence Minister said the air warriors taking part in the rally were embarking on a courageous journey. This will facilitate a dialogue between students and members of the IAF, Singh said. It will naturally lead to heightened curiosity among students towards the Air Force. An attraction towards the force will be generated as well as a sense of respect for it. The purpose of this rally is to attract youths of the country towards the armed forces and to disseminate correct information about the IAF, Singh said. The youths should dream of becoming not only doctors and collectors, and the best of the talents in the country can have a fabulous life with a sense of glory, pride and service to the nation by joining the armed forces, he said in his address. The air warriors will halt at Leh, Kargil, Srinagar, Jammu, Chandigarh, Dehradun, Agra, Lucknow, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Baghdogra, Hasimar, Guwahati, Tezpur and Dirang, before concluding the rally in Tawang on October 29, officials said. The aim of the rally is to raise awareness among the people about the glorious history of the IAF, the deeds of valor of air warriors in different wars and rescue operations, and attract the youths to serve the motherland, the ministry said. The rally has been organized by the IAF in coordination with the veterans of the Uttarakhand War Memorial. The adventure cell of IAF is leading and coordinating the rally. 52 air warriors, including women, will be behind the wheels during this mega car rally, which will also witness the participation of former Air Force chiefs in different legs, the ministry said last week.